Jay.
Yep.
You living or you surviving?
A little bit of both.
Explain.
I work. So some days I wake up like, oh my God, I gotta work and survive. But when I'm doing things like this, I'm like, things that I love.
I respect that. Mm-hmm. I love that answer. Mm-hmm. Love that answer.
Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother, CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite. Many society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response.
Now take us back. Before dancing, before singing, at the age of 9, what did you want to be?
A backup dancer.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's something you always wanted to be.
Always. I've been dancing since I was 6 years old.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Where does that stem from?
I have no idea. You know what? I used to watch Sierra.
Gotcha.
So go ahead. I used to look at her and be like, oh my God, I want to dance just like her.
Gotcha.
And I used to mimic her. So I asked my mama, can I go to dance?
Right.
And she put me in dance class.
That's dope. That's dope. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha, man. Talk to us about the coming up, man. Any siblings?
Yes, I have 2 siblings. I have an older sister and a younger sister.
So you're the middle child?
Yes.
The middle child. That says something. The middle child,
yep.
You know, they say often, you know, seeks a little bit more of attention because they feel right in the middle.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with why you're so ambitious?
No. I think I naturally just get attention.
Gotcha. Okay. All right now. Okay. Well, let me tell you, for your fans, what was your favorite? Monopoly, Uno, or Connect Four growing up?
Uno.
Come on. All right.
I like playing cards.
That's it for sure. For sure. That's what's up. Okay. Mm-hmm. So take us back, man. In high school, for your fans, fill in the blank. In high school, I was known as the kid that
was very creative.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. List off some things like that. Why you were known as that as a kid?
Because I draw too.
Gotcha.
So in school, I used to be drawing all the time.
Gotcha.
I was a dancer. I took dance class in school, and
gotcha.
We had shows and stuff like that. And then everybody followed my Instagram, so they saw I was a singer,
gotcha.
Dancing, art. All
gotcha.
That.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you were a very popular kid as well.
Yes.
Gotcha. That's dope. That's dope. Okay. Gotcha. All right. So you said you've been singing since the age of
16.
When did you start taking it seriously?
16.
Yeah. Gotcha. You weren't playing. All mm-hmm. right. All right. That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you always feel like you was born to do this?
I always felt like I was born to entertain. I didn't know I was going to be a singer until
gotcha.
I started singing. Yeah.
And we spoke off camera regarding dancing. When I go skip past that.
Yeah.
The dancing. What? You know, you said you were just inspired by Sierra, things
mm-hmm.
like that. You know, spoke off camera as well. Your mom spoke on, you know, how she kept you busy
mm-hmm.
in dancing. This is what you thought you were going to be.
Yeah.
Until you decided, like, this ain't enough. I need to be more. Like, what was it?
Well, like I said, off camera, I got in trouble. So
gotcha. Go ahead.
My mom, that was like a punishment. Like, I couldn't go to dance. And since I wanted to be like Sierra, since Sierra inspired
right,
me,
right.
I stopped dancing and I just started singing like Sierra.
If it was that easy for everybody. If it was just, all right, no more doctors, just a lawyer.
I right. didn't know that I could do right. that.
But that's something, that's, wow.
Yeah.
That is a God-given talent.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in the family that actually could sing or can hold that vocal range or tone, mom or dad's side, anything like that, that you now discovered?
My great-grandmother.
Gotcha.
My mom's mom.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So what, you know, growing up in the church, what was it? She just sang around the house, or she was really in the industry, or?
Well, they tell me stories. My uh-huh. great-mom, she just could sing and dance
yeah.
and just would sing and dance.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
They always say I got it from her.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All
mm-hmm.
right. So let me ask you this. Like, all right, so you grew up in Detroit.
Yeah.
Gotcha. For the fans, what was it like growing up in Detroit?
It was cool. there's no place like home. I love home.
Gotcha.
Everything about it. But I really didn't do much. I danced, went to school, came home.
Gotcha. Just like that.
Just like that. That's all I used to do.
There was no room to get in trouble, no room to get out there, none of that extra stuff.
I've got in trouble.
Gotcha. Okay, right. Ta-da. Now I'm a singer. That's
real. I used to, you know, Detroit, you know, I'm not going to say it's like segregated, but you know, it's a lot of like colorism type of thing.
Gotcha.
So, you know, they give people a hard time. I grew up fighting.
Gotcha.
So, besides that, though, I never used to want to do anything. Like, that kept me away from doing everything.
Gotcha.
Like, having a fight.
That's right.
Or just getting in conflict with people.
Right.
That made me just want to stay home and want to just go to dance.
I see.
Do things like that.
And your school, your high school you grew up in, was it very diverse? Or was it, like you said, colorism? Was it, this high school was all black? This high school was...
Well, I went to high school in Georgia. It's very diverse.
Gotcha. Everybody. Okay, right. Yeah. For sure. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. But in middle school, you said, yeah, you came to Georgia 8 years ago, so that's 2015-ish, end of 14?
Like the end of 8th grade, I came.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, it was diverse then, too.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha, so no, but you're saying the colorism.
No, I still face problems with
that. Gotcha,
yeah.
I see, mm-hmm. I see. And Detroit, besides, how far is Chicago from Detroit?
I'm not sure. It's not that far.
About 4 hours? Gotcha, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, you know, Midwest, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
But okay, gotcha. I was going to ask about this, mm-hmm. somewhere y'all traveled for the music scene and the dancing scene as well. But it wasn't growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Gotcha.
I was doing competitions and stuff. So, I did a competition on a cruise ship. So,
gotcha.
I went to Los Angeles.
Okay. All right.
Catalina Island,
that's
Mexico,
okay.
Chicago.
Gotcha.
Atlanta.
Wow.
North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia.
Right.
Yeah, I did a lot.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
The people you dance with, still keep in contact with them this day?
Yeah.
That's dope, man. Someone told me to ask that. It seems like it was some type of...
Yeah,
sisterhood,
I love
like,
yes, I love
gotcha,
them.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into the music.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, what do you think the game is missing right now?
So.
Just let the beat breathe on that one.
I feel like it's a lot of clout, like a lot of, you know, people say like all kinds of attention is good attention.
Gotcha.
I feel like soul is missing, like church is missing, just spiritual,
come on,
just the deepness is missing from the music.
Wow.
You know,
which brings me to your hit titled Aesthetically Pleasing. Come on. All right, you open up the song by saying, I've been sober in about 4 days thinking about how I can't replace you.
Mm-hmm.
Let the beat breathe again. Let's bring it back to the title.
Okay.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying in so many words, in so many ways, like, you know, like you said, no soul, looking on the outer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are basing their entire lives on the outer.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak
on
to that?
Aesthetic.
Come on, on aesthetic. Go ahead. Can you speak on that?
Well, the song is a love song, so I say try loving somebody real instead of aesthetically pleasing. Because some people will have in their mind what something is supposed to be, and they rather the fake than the real.
Come on.
You know?
That's a fact.
That's where that came
from. And why is that? Why do you think that at your young age, why do you think they would rather have that? Because I know you deal with it on a whole different level. Why do you think that is?
People pleasing.
Gotcha.
What looks good to the world instead of what's good for your soul.
So, I'm just looking at the camera right now, man. If y'all, what looks pleasing better than what's right for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And you write your own music.
Yeah.
Let me just drop a bomb right quick. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not gonna say the age, but she has a long way. If she's writing like this on this level, at this age, man, the world is in for a treat.
Thank you.
I'm telling you. So sis, let's talk about this. All mm-hmm. right, so. Elaborate on what made you, when you heard this beat, what made you want to write that? Like, you know, let's dig a little deep. Like, what made you want to write that when you heard that production?
Well, at the time, I was in a relationship.
Gotcha.
And I got cheated on.
Gotcha.
You know? So, I don't know. I just heard the beat and, like, I was like, I ain't been sober in about 4 days. It was the truth.
And I paused. All right. I'm just like, okay. Look, you want to pause this right now. Aesthetically pleasing, Jay Arion, I want to say
yes.
it correct.
Mm-hmm.
If this is the beat come on in the first bars, I'm like, okay. a lot of lyricists can't write that opening bar that captures, and you hit that. For sure, you hit that.
Thank you.
And I also like the way the beat changes up crazy in that song. Yeah. For sure, that's dope. Dope.
Thank
for
you.
Sure. As an artist, you know, you spoke on this a little bit, but do you still believe it's about the art?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I think it's about the art.
Gotcha. Go ahead. Speak on that.
Well, it's about the art. You know, art is like, it comes in like layers.
Yes.
So the music, I want to speak to like different layers of you. Like
gotcha.
My music, I got a lot of metaphors and stuff that like might go over your head at first.
That's a fact.
But you might hear it. You might come back and be like, dang it. Like tap into yourself. Like
gotcha.
Look at yourself. Like, wow, this spoke to me.
That's right.
A different layer
that's
of you.
Right.
And that's what
right.
my goal is.
Gotcha.
To speak to you through you.
Absolutely.
In like layers, you know?
That's
so
dope.
I feel like the art matters. A lot of the times, art don't matter to certain people.
That's
you know?
Absolutely.
But
it doesn't.
To somebody like me, I like to tap into the real.
Gotcha.
So it speaks. Art is important. The art is
very important.
Mm-hmm.
This is a two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
On your Instagram, you covered the infamous Erykah Badu bag lady.
Mm-hmm.
Before y'all came in, my mama heard that track.
Oh, yeah. She liked it.
No, she didn't like it.
She loved it. Thank you.
Sis, I'm humbled. All right, now I'm humble. I told you about my camera. I'm humble.
Thank you.
You have to know you have this gift that's going to speak to millions.
Thank you.
Millions. Mm-hmm. What inspired you to actually cover that track and let it be known to the world? Your vocal range, your raspiness. Everybody can't do that.
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's why I love the fact that you chose that.
Thank you.
Why did you choose that to cover?
Because what she was saying in the song, it spoke to me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, people don't really listen to music. Like,
gotcha.
So I was just doing that for that.
Gotcha.
Bag Lady.
Bag Lady, classic. Can't go wrong back. That's classic.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Sis, while we're on Erykah Badu,
mm-hmm.
heard by millions, possibly billions across the world, her infamous line, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. I'm asking you, Jada, are you sensitive about your shit too?
Yes.
Gotcha. Come
I'm
on up.
Yeah,
that's real. That's a real artist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real artist who is sensitive about their music.
Yeah.
Let's talk Jade the person.
Okay.
Dating back a year, what's something you learned about yourself?
Wow. That I need alone time.
Gotcha.
That's something I learned about.
Gotcha.
I can't constantly be around like people and different type of energies. I need time for Jade.
That was a question I had for you later in the interview.
Okay.
Now that we're approaching it,
mm-hmm.
I feel like just because I study the artist, I study who I'm interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
You seem like the type of person that does, okay, let me put it right. You're an artist,
mm-hmm.
sensitive about your stuff,
mm-hmm.
sensitive about everything. Like you need time to unwind after a concert, show, all this. Like, all right, okay. Go in that room over there.
Yeah.
It seems like you're that type of person that needs that.
I am that type of person.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, you know, like geniuses, you know, those with very high IQ,
mm-hmm.
they're loners.
Mm-hmm.
Let the beat breathe. That's a fact. Do you feel like that has something to do with why you're able to write, pick up on certain things so easily? You know, your lyrics coming out the way they do, thinking on, you know, different perspectives. Do you think that has something to do with it as well?
Yes.
Gotcha. Come on now.
A lot of people
I do too.
Are loners because they don't have a place, you know?
Gotcha.
Like, they don't have a place, but the only place that they feel like they have is with themselves or with God. So, of course, I feel like that plays in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Dating back a year, what's something you learned about those around you?
that's a deep question. I don't know.
Integrity.
What is something that I learned about those around me?
Right, right.
Wow. I don't even know.
Go ahead. Take your time.
That I learned about those around me. That this is their first life too. So I can't be like, oh, why don't you understand me? Why are you acting like that? Why didn't you teach me this way? They're doing what they know.
Right.
This is their first life as well. So, yeah.
Wow.
Not to be so hard on them.
Wow. To care less.
Yeah.
To be more understanding.
To not take things so personal.
And does that come with entitlement because of the people you love, the people you care for, that entitled feeling, like, you know, what is that derived from?
What you mean?
Like, in a sense of, you're saying like, okay, all right, just in a perfect world, be your homegirl or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm 15 minutes late, man, you know, like, man, you know, you don't know what she dealt with on the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, you're just like more empathetic. Like,
yeah, I'm just more empathetic with people.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Makes sense.
You have to be, because if you take things personal, you make things harder for yourself.
That's a fact. That's so true.
Yeah, and
so
I don't like making things harder for myself.
Gotcha. That's real. I respect that. Man, let's personal.
Mm-hmm.
Say you don't make much time for yourself. Mm-hmm. What's the last movie you watched?
The last movie I watched yesterday was a Suicide Squad.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic. So you're saying, and this road is not going to get easier.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, you know, it's going to get, you know, hard. more in demand. So you already seeing now, I have to make time for myself.
Yes.
As this journey goes.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
At least an hour.
Yeah. Give me
I need a little first, time to myself.
Give me the first something.
Yeah. You know, I get overstimulated
a lot. Gotcha.
So I get like real snappy. I don't want to be like that. So sometimes I have to distance myself.
Definitely.
Away. Yeah.
So the music, being in that vocal booth,
mm-hmm.
that's all therapy.
Yes.
Come on, man. Come on.
It makes me happy.
Come on.
Yeah.
And I know, like, you know, I know you like, you know, I think I saw an Instagram post just after the mix came out. You was like, this is everything. You mm-hmm. know, like, I love it. I love the way this is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, this is me. This is my product. I'm mm-hmm. giving this to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's real. I respect mm-hmm. that. I respect Thank that. You. Okay, gotcha. Man, fill in the blank for your fans. The older I get, the less I
take things personal.
Gotcha. Same thing, right?
Yeah,
same thing. Man, so on a personal level, have you ever doubted yourself and your ability to make it?
Yes.
When and why does that come on?
Because, like I said, it's a lot of like clout things, you
gotcha.
Know, and I can't be nobody else besides who I am.
Right.
So like some people would try to force things on me, like, you need to do this type of song or this type of song. And
gotcha.
I'll be like, man, it's just not for me.
If I got to do it, I'm not bending. I'm not selling my soul.
Yeah,
I'm not doing none of that mess.
None of that.
I'm not catering to what y'all think this
right.
is. I'm not going out there and
mm-hmm.
it's not who I am.
Yes.
I'm an artist.
Right. So those are the times
Respect.
Where I would like doubt myself and be like, maybe this just isn't for me, because
gotcha.
I can't be like this girl.
Come on.
Or like this lady.
That's right.
I can only be Jade.
Gotcha.
You know? I can always improve, but I can't.
No.
All like, attention is not good, good attention to me. You know?
Integrity.
Mm-hmm.
A certain level of integrity I have for myself. Like, it's going to be certain people that ain't going to make it on this.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna make it here.
Right.
I have a certain level of integrity. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you have to walk with that. The
yeah.
longer you walk with that, man, you be like, no, that's not for me. No, that, you know, they want me to sponsor that. Nope, that's not for me.
Right.
You start that way,
mm-hmm.
you'll end that way.
Yep.
That's a fact. I respect that. For sure. Do you believe, I don't believe you do, but do you believe you need a backup plan?
No.
Bar. Come on.
Yes. No.
Why
you shouldn't
is that?
Have a backup
Go ahead.
Plan.
Come on now. Come on. Why is that? Why do you feel that way?
Because people say plan A and plan B, but if you feel you're gonna get comfortable.
Go ahead.
Knowing that you have something to fall back on. You're like, I have something to fall back on. So it's gonna make you comfortable and not go as hard for what you really desire. But it's like, do you really desire it if you have
wow.
a backup plan?
Wow.
You know? It's
wow.
not. You shouldn't have
That's
a backup
real.
Plan.
That's real.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in the ancient, I don't know if it was Rome or what, but they said the old expression, burn the boats.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of that expression?
No.
So what it is like they, to take over a land,
mm-hmm.
they get up on shore and they say, we're not retreating. We're about to burn the boats and take this over.
Mm-hmm.
That means we have no choice but to succeed and win.
Yeah.
They burn the boats. We're not going back.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you are.
Yeah.
Respect.
For sure.
And that's walking on faith too.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't do that.
Right.
It's
fear.
Man, come on. You know, it's the hot air balloon, it's the anchor on the leg. It's
yeah.
like, okay, well, you know, like, all right, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But I respect that.
Thank
I respect
you.
That.
Thank
Man,
you.
A lot of people don't move like that.
Yeah.
If you move like that at this age, Hats off to you. Hats off to you for sure.
Thank you so much.
Man, let me ask you this. When you're in a funk, who or what helps you in this time?
My mom.
And shout out to the lovely lady, your mom. Let's speak on your mom.
Okay.
How is she, you know, we spoke earlier about your mom got you in dance early, you know, had you driven at an early age, mm-hmm. which is why you're driven to this day.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, what life lessons has your mom instilled at you at an early age, teen, and to now?
A life lesson, I got to put in the work.
Come on.
To get to where I want to be.
That's right.
I can't be slacking off. I have to be focused.
That's right.
That's what she did to me at a young age.
That's right.
Made me focus.
Gotcha.
On something that I loved. So right. I wouldn't be, you know, people doing things that they don't love. So they kind of feel miserable and
so
stuff.
True.
But I do something that I love. So it makes me feel like I'm living.
Man, come on.
You know?
But something tells me you're the same person with 5, 50, 50,000, 5 million, 50 million, 500 million. You're the same person.
Yes.
Come on, respect. Respect. It's integrity. I'm telling you.
For sure.
Let me ask you this, sis. In the studio, what's that one or two things you have to have with you to record?
My mom.
Gotcha. I love it. Yes.
My mom and that's a bottle of water.
Come on, that's what's
all
up.
I
definitely.
Need.
Yeah. That's it, man. No, mm-hmm. I love it. All right. So what does your mom bring? What's the essence she brings? Like
peace.
The comfortability? Peace.
Yeah.
Y'all big on peace, huh?
Yeah.
I respect that. It ain't nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
So, you know, after a chaotic show, hundreds, thousands in the crowd, like, you know, I could walk back in my room,
mm-hmm.
mom right there with me. Peace.
Right. It's just like
respect.
I'm at home. Like,
respect.
I don't have to be anxious or
gotcha.
Nothing like that.
That's right.
You know?
I respect that.
I feel safe.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. For sure. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And also, back on that, you said you're the middle child. You have an older brother.
Older sister
and younger brother.
Younger sister.
Gotcha. Oh, so it's three girls.
Gotcha.
Okay, I thought it was an older brother. Okay,
no,
gotcha.
Older sister.
So what leaf have they took on artistically? Do they have any artistic?
Oh, my little sister, Kobe, she can do everything.
Gotcha.
She can sing. She
Come
can
on.
Dance.
Come on.
She can draw. She can do
Come
makeup,
on,
hair, nails.
Yeah.
My older sister,
man,
she's so creative.
Right, right.
And she more business, too. Like,
Come on.
My sisters are great.
It's in y'all.
Yes.
It's in y'all.
It's in us.
All right, y'all.
Shout out
That's
to my mom
up,
and dad.
Come on, man. Shout out to the family, man.
Yeah.
That's dope. Let me ask you this. Besides coming from a loving family,
mm-hmm.
you know, what is your proudest accomplishment thus far?
I've overcome a lot.
Gotcha.
A lot of hardships. I faced a lot of hardships
gotcha.
In my life, and I've never stopped.
Gotcha.
Even with the thought of stopping in my head, I've never stopped.
Gotcha.
It's always something that keep me going. It's God.
That's right.
Keep me going.
That's right. Definitely. I love it. Love that response. Love that response.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Top five female artists. If you could have one day in the life of one of them, who would it be and why?
Oh my gosh.
First, let's list off the top five.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Adele, Rihanna, Beyonce. Cardi B and Doja Cat.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The last two was like, wait a minute, okay.
Yeah. I love
that. That is a range. That is. Imagine a new ladies' night with them on the track. You know what I'm saying? Like, could I be out of here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but no, wow, I love that range.
Mm-hmm.
I love that range. Which one would you want to spend the day in the life with? And even possibly, who is that one you want to have a track with, record with? Who would you want to have that one? If push come to shove, you're like, okay, I only could choose one. Who would it be?
Adele. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like, I would love to hear that. I wouldn't want to hear no drum line either.
Yeah.
I would just.
No, just a ballad.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And there, there it is right there.
Yeah.
No, that's real. No,
yeah.
Like, what is it about Adele that just, you're soulful. Adele's soulful.
Yeah.
What is it about Adele? You've been following her journey?
Yes, yeah, she's
well,
just
gotcha.
So real.
Yes.
Like, she's just so real. And everything that she talk about, I can relate to.
Gotcha.
Like, I feel understood.
Gotcha.
Like, wow.
Does her, not her lyrics, but her, how she approaches music, do you find comfort in how you write with how she does as well?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. That's dope. So, like, in a sense of, do you have a main producer or do you have producers that you work with or?
No.
Right now, you're just on your journey.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Producers, tap in. I know hundreds. So yeah. I'm going to link that up too, for sure. Please tap in, y'all. For sure. For sure. All right, let's speak on tattoos.
Okay.
So, how many do you have?
16.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
My chest.
Gotcha. What is on your chest?
It's a flower, but it's a gun shoe, not a flower.
Gun shoe. Wow.
Yeah. It's a big old Glock that, on my stomach.
That makes... So, explain that artistic piece. Because that means... It's almost like the first thing I thought about was the rose, the groove of concrete. That's the first thing I thought about when you said that.
So, when soldiers die, they put flowers in their guns, and... It's to symbolize that love is the only force powerful enough to defeat hatred.
Gotcha.
So I put that on my, for a reminder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love don't conquer all, don't it? Love covers a multitude of sin. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's real. I respect that.
Thank you.
Up. When's the next one? I know you, look, we be itching.
Probably next month.
That's how it be. I'm due. I ain't gonna lie, I'm due for sure. Man, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about ups and downs, the EP. Come on, you dropped this about 2 years ago. Come on now. Ups and downs, the EP, four tracks. Mm-hmm. How was the reception with your fans?
Like, what you mean?
Like, how the reception?
Was good. Gotcha, everybody loves, it's two songs on there that everybody plays. It's called Good Girl and Stay Part Two.
Yes. It's my favorite track of yours.
What?
Stay Part Two.
Really?
It's my favorite
Thank
track.
Thank you.
Sis. Man. All right.
So, thank you so much.
All right. The range on that is just, I loved it.
Thank you.
I loved it. And I was like, you teased the fans with just four, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was like, you teased the fans. So what's coming up? So how did you come up with that title, Ups and Downs? And
just the ups and downs in love.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's ups and downs in everything.
And I see you had one feature on there, a male rapper.
Yeah, Fat Ray 100.
Gotcha. Hard. And I also see that you've done work with him on his music.
Yeah.
Hard. Come on, man. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah. Definitely. Y'all got a good chemistry on it. Y'all got a good sound. Very good sound, for sure. For sure.
You
know, a lot of rappers can't compliment vocalists.
Yeah.
And just being honest. Uh-huh. You know, they can't. So. Yeah. Hats off to him too, for sure. For
Thank
sure.
You.
That's dope.
Thank
dope.
You.
Definitely, man. Any new music on the horizon?
Yes. I have three singles that
Come
I plan on,
on
dropping
Come
at
on.
The top of the year.
Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. Can I get a little integrity response insight to that?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Is it gonna be first quarter or
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
I plan
gotcha.
On dropping it like January.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And what type of tracks are they all with the same producer, different producers or
different producers.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So are you gearing up for another EP or just singles right now?
Just singles right
gotcha,
now.
Gotcha, for sure. And that's the climate kind of right now too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See how my single does. Let me go perform. Let me see what it does.
Yeah.
Market, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have actual, one single here, 6 weeks, 8 weeks? What's the, how you going to break
how
it
I want to do it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I want to do like one every 2 months. So I want to do one in January.
That's it.
And I want to do one in March or April.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's
and then like that, yeah.
That's it, man. Mm-hmm. Filling the
Just
blank.
Give people the time to get into it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes sense. All right. Fill in the blank. My day wouldn't be the same without
food.
Come on now. You're a foodie?
Yeah.
Are you a foodie?
I love food.
All right, sis. Now I gotta ask this question. One restaurant, one fast food restaurant, whatever it is, the rest of your life, you can't eat anywhere else. Where's that one place? Rest of your life. Where do you go?
Coney Island.
Coney
in Detroit. It's a
hot dog spot.
Nah, it's a place called Coney Island, and they got corned beef.
Gotcha.
They got wing dings. They got
everything.
They got everything that I want.
Shout out to Coney Island. That's all. What? So yeah. So that's something. Was it close by home growing up, or you had to go to the?
Nah, it was close by home. It's
gotcha.
Coney Island everywhere.
Wow, I've never heard of it. Never heard of
you
it.
You gotta go to.
Gotcha.
The city.
Okay, for sure.
Uh-huh.
For sure. Did y'all have an In-N-Out in Detroit?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger
no,
didn't have that.
So. Uh-uh.
That's a West Coast name. I know y'all kind of, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So Coney Island. All
yes.
right. All right, for the viewers, y'all know where to find it. All right, Detroit, go and get back. So when you go back home, that's one of the first places you stop.
That's where I'm going to go.
No,
I don't want to go nowhere else. I just want to go to Coney.
That's real. That's real. Gotcha. All right. Man, so let's get a little deep. Here we go.
Okay.
What's the most introspective song you've ever written?
So that means like the most,
the deepest song.
Vulnerable.
Yep, that's right, for sure.
All my songs are pretty deep, but I have a song called Baggage that I haven't released. I feel like that's the deepest song.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is this one of the three?
Yes.
Wow, come on, man. One. What brought that on? So you know, so like you really, because your song, all your songs are very introspective. So you, this song is it. You're like,
yeah.
Baggage.
Yeah, I had like, I got my heart broken. So I wrote the song, but I don't know. It's like I got my heart broken and the first thing I did was go look for a beat. I found this beat and I laid every emotion that I had on
gotcha.
There. And I had a lot, I got a lot of metaphors on there.
Gotcha.
So it's very, I really like the song.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with these three songs and Baggage, would there be a visual?
I hope so.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right now. That's what's up. Definitely.
Yeah.
It sounds like it has to have one. It
yes.
sounds like, for sure.
It does.
Okay. Gotcha. Is red your favorite color?
Red?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Why you say that?
I see it a lot. Yeah, I see it a lot.
I know, I do. I wear red a lot. Gotcha. And I got a red on my album covers.
Exactly. What's your favorite color?
Green.
Green.
Yes.
Gotcha. Oh, green to wear and green is the color.
Yes.
Gotcha. That's what's up. All right. Look, also, we spoke on that.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligent people.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Geniuses, that's their favorite color.
Green?
Green.
Really?
That's a fact.
That is crazy.
You can look up a dictionary on Google when we get off.
Uh-huh.
That's a fact. Green. Millionaires, that's a known fact. Green, millionaires, brainiacs, all that. That's their favorite color. That's
green.
Their favorite color. That's a fact.
That's a fact. Crazy.
It is, for sure, for
that's
sure.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is.
I feel good
yeah,
about myself.
That's
right
a fact.
Now.
Yeah, that's a fact. That is a fact, for sure. All right, let me ask you this. I think I know the question to this answer. Answer to this question.
Okay.
What's in that drink? who on earth knows you the best?
My mom.
I know it. That's what's up, man. Shout out to mom, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to mom. Tell us about, you know, we spoke earlier in the interview about your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she know you the best in this life?
She just does. I tell her everything.
Gotcha.
I tell her everything. And, you know, my family, okay, she has a gift from her mom. It's called the gift of discernment.
Yep.
So
yes.
They both
yes.
knew me like they always know.
That's right.
You know? I can't hide nothing from
that's
them.
Right. Right.
Nothing.
Just, come on.
So
right.
They
no,
just
that's real.
Know.
That's real.
And then, you know, she's been the most supportive of me
yes.
and everything. Like, she's just who I run to when
that's
I
right.
feel like I don't have nobody else
that's
to run
right.
to. I run to my mom.
Wow.
So she knows all the ups and downs, all the layers.
That's
of
right.
me. Everything. It's not, I don't hide nothing from
gotcha.
My mom.
Man, I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that. For sure, I respect
mm-hmm.
that. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your daily routine like? When you know you have a show, concert, what is your daily routine like? What do you go through?
I be hungry. I don't eat.
Okay, so you kind of fast
yeah,
purposely
fast.
Or okay?
No, I fast purposely.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
I fast. I work out before like a couple weeks. I start working out
gotcha.
Before I gotta perform.
Right, right.
I don't put myself around bad energy.
Gotcha.
So if I feel like you're having bad energy or anything like that, I remove you. Because I need a clear head space.
Gotcha. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I pray a lot. And
respect.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Gotcha. That's it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Respect that. So it's like
a
master. It's a cleanse.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got
to.
I
have to have a clear mind. If I don't have a clear mind, I'm not going to do my best.
You're very mature for your age.
Thank you.
You know, your age group, your friends, your peers,
mm-hmm.
are they on that same journey you're on right now?
I don't really have a lot of friends. I'm very close to my family.
Gotcha.
And we all have different ways that we're going.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. For sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I had to ask that. For sure. As a new listener, after I leave your show, how do I feel?
Understood. I'm refreshed. Yeah.
Even the answer was dope. Like,
thank you.
It wasn't even like, all right, okay.
Thank you.
All right.
You. Mm-hmm.
A little bit above what I was thinking you were going to say.
Thank
let me
you.
Ask you this. After a live show, when your head hits the pillow, how do you feel?
Like, mission accomplished.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like, are you the type, do you get hung up on your performances? Do you, you know, do you, what's the word? Do you, you know, like, do you, grade yourself a lot, or do you just like it go out, don't return void? How do you
this might sound kind of weird, but I turn into a different person on the stage. So sometimes I don't even remember what I did.
Gotcha.
But I know that when I come back off the stage, if I got one person like, oh my God, you really spoke to me, I'm like, mission accomplished.
Come on, man. I love it. Yeah. Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. One foot forward, one step better than no steps. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's how it is, for sure.
That's just my goal. That's my whole goal with singing, period.
That's it, for sure.
Touch people.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Sister, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Ask everybody this.
Okay.
As a sister, when's the last time you thought about locking your hair?
Locking my hair? You know, I had locks.
Did.
Not real locks,
gotcha.
But like fake locks.
Yeah.
2019, gotcha, 2020.
So yeah. Okay, gotcha.
That's the last time.
Gotcha, for sure.
I ain't think about it since then because it's hard to get out.
Gotcha, for sure. Okay, that's what's up. Definitely, man. Yeah. Let me ask you this, sis. Is it better to be loved or respected?
Wow. Loved.
Gotcha.
Because with love comes that. If it's real.
If it's real.
Yeah.
With love, do you feel like it has more entitlement than respect?
What you mean by that?
In a sense of, you know, like we spoke earlier, mm-hmm. you know, like how you said, you know, I'm learning to be less, not saying emotional, but less reactive when things, you know, loved ones do certain things.
Yeah.
Does that come with a sense of entitlement because you do love them? You know what I mean? Like, because I love this question because mm-hmm. it's just to hear the insight of how people think. You know, there's no right or wrong answer. I just like to understand how.
Repeat the question.
Yep. Yeah, so is it better to be loved or respected? And then, you know, with the sense of love, you answer love, does it come with any type of sense of entitlement? You know what I mean? Like, it's like a, and it's been about 50-50. Mm-hmm. I ask this every interview.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, you know, in a sense of, you know, when you respect me, it's easy to love me. Like, oh.
But that's not all the way true, though.
Gotcha. And then some, just like mm-hmm. you say, if you love me, that will come, the respect will be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's how I take it because people that I love, I respect them.
Gotcha.
So my love comes with that. And I feel like people that love me, that comes with that.
Gotcha.
If it's real. You know what I'm saying?
If it's real.
Because I can respect you and not love you.
Right,
but
I
just respect you because that's how I was taught.
Gotcha.
I grew up with my mom. You respect those and to get that back.
That's
you know?
Right, for sure. Sure.
That don't mean I love you, though.
That's right. You know? Yeah, that's it. No, that's real. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask you this, sis. All right. And this question, we already spoke on that. If you go open for any artist, you know, we spoke on who you would want to collab with. Mm-hmm. If you go open for any artist, would it still be Adele?
Can I pick two?
You can pick two. Who would that be?
Rihanna and Adele.
Wow. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
If you had one of your songs that are currently out right now, somebody mm-hmm. called you tomorrow morning and was like, hey, we need you, like, what song would that be? You had one song to do it.
Probably,
Baggage.
Baggage, for sure.
Yeah, but no,
absolutely.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Bringing the world the new baggage. I can't wait to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot wait to hear.
Thank you.
How often do you record?
Whenever I feel like I got something.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not necessarily a studio rat. You just... I don't go in there just to say I'm in there.
No.
I don't go in there just to post
pics. I go in there to work.
To work.
When I'm at home and I come up with like 2-3 songs, that's when I go to the studio. Then I go back and I refresh.
Gotcha.
And then however long it takes me to write that again, I'm going to go back.
Gotcha.
But sometimes I do have to go to the studio and get in the atmosphere.
Right, that's right. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's the job. That's the desk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I respect that. Okay. All right, let me see. You already spoke of the collaboration. As a fan prior to your career, who did you always want to go see when you were the young baby, the kid, the 9-year-old, the 10? Who do you always want to go see growing up? Was it Sierra?
It was Sierra.
Gotcha.
But then I saw her. I danced with ATLA,
gotcha.
And they had me in a Level Up music video with her.
Wow!
Yeah.
Come on. I gotta go back and check. That's dope.
Yeah.
So you really. Been out
I manifested here. That though, like when I used to watch Sierra like day in and day out.
Wow!
And I started dancing for ATLA, and they bought their dancers to be in her music video,
wow.
Level Up. And I
That's
was
dope.
Like,
wow!
Like,
I'm all right. I can retire.
Somebody that I want to see is Beyonce though.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
For sure. For
mm-hmm.
sure. That's what is that still on the bucket list?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
I have to see Beyonce.
So, who was that just came? Taylor Swift, who turned the whole world upside down.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that somebody that you kind of follow or not really? You don't really into?
Oh no.
Gotcha.
Don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Gotcha. All right. Let me ask you this: one place in the world 2 weeks, mm-hmm. all inclusive. Where do you travel?
Africa.
Africa, come on, man, bring it on home. Bring it home.
Yeah.
Why Africa?
I don't know. I just love the idea. Come on, of going
that's
to
right.
Africa.
Likewise, yeah. likewise. Mm-hmm. I've been saying I gotta get there. Mm-hmm. I gotta get there. That's a fact, mm-hmm. and that seems to be almost everybody's response.
Yeah.
It's Africa.
Africa.
Gotta get back.
You
for
gotta
sure.
go to the home.
Gotta go home.
The
gotta,
homeland.
That's real. That's real. For sure. Let mm-hmm. me ask you this. Having more time or more money?
More time or more money.
Which one means more to you?
Time or money?
Time or money.
Time.
Time. Why time?
Because you can't get that back.
Come on now. Come on.
You can't get time back. You can get money.
That's yeah. a fact.
If I spend $5,000 today, I'm sure I can get that by, you know, tomorrow.
Come on. That's right.
I'm a hustler. The time right. you're not going to get back.
That's right. That's a fact.
You could die tomorrow, and the money, nothing's going to matter.
Matter.
You know?
Wisdom. Mm-hmm. Wisdom. Mm-hmm. Wisdom. For sure. Let me ask you this. When it's all said and done, what's your legacy?
What do you mean, what's my legacy?
When it's all said and done, what's your legacy? What's that legacy you want to leave behind? When it's all said and done.
I want everybody to remember me as, you know, a testimony. Like somebody who overcame everything. She's human.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
That's what I like to do on my social media. I like to post things and talk about things that people can relate to.
Right.
So they can understand that I'm not human. Don't mean that I am human.
That's right.
That's I'm not right. human. Not that I am human.
No, that's right.
You
right.
know, people be dressing it up all the time.
Yes, they do.
They dress
that's
it
a
up.
Fact.
But I like to be real because
right.
I am human and
that's
we
right.
all have emotions. We all face a lot of things. We all have done a lot of
that's
things
so true.
That, you know.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It seems like you know, on this journey, man, like even this interview.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be, you know, like Erykah Badu, you know, always been a fan, interviews, everything.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have this, you know, all right, I got to put on, you know, I got to, I'm me.
Yeah.
Love it, leave it, whatever you want. Like,
yeah, you got to be
you
like
you
got to
be, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Or you're going to drive yourself crazy.
That's so true. So mm-hmm. true. Man, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Where do you see yourself in the next 3 years?
Successful where I want to be at.
Come on.
Yeah. I think I'm going to make I know people say this, but I really feel like I'm going to be further than where I am now by next year.
Right.
Yeah.
Respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
What type of steps are you going to, you know, what are you going to do different to get there?
Like, well,
what's some things?
I'm going to be more what's it called? With my active on
right.
my social media.
Gotcha.
Like,
okay.
I want to pull more people in. I'm going
right.
to be more active. I'm
gotcha.
Going to start dropping music more because
gotcha.
I always take like a long time to drop music.
I got you.
Can't do that.
Gotcha.
Not in Atlanta.
But gotcha. But
yeah.
but what you do is different though, sis. It's not, you know, it ain't microwave, it ain't
yeah,
popcorn.
I
That's
know.
A fact. So,
I know.
So yeah, it's like, you know, it's the Toyota took, you know, it took, it took 3 days to make the Maybach. You know, it took almost a year.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, you have to look at it like
yeah.
that as well. So,
yeah.
But yeah, you got to respect how you come across versus
yeah.
how they will.
You're right.
You know, like you even said,
right.
no, I'm not a lab rat. I don't just sit in the studio just to, you know, just say a post picture. You know, like, no, I'm really, this is really my craft.
Yeah, I'm really
it's
working.
Really what I do. I respect that for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, don't feel no pressure about what they're doing out there because
yeah.
you're not. I like them. It's a fact. It's a fact.
Thank
so
you.
Definitely. You know it. You know it.
Thank you.
For your, yeah, for you, for your fans. Before we get out of here, for your fans, if you could look into that camera, to your new fans that are a fan as of today, why should they follow you on this journey?
Because I am a human trying to make it in life just like you guys.
Come on, man. Come on. Respect. Respect.
Yeah.
Respect. Y'all, Jade, please go tap into everything she's doing, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. This is the future. You're looking at the future.
Thank
I'm
you.
Telling you.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be on this journey with her as well. Please follow everything she's doing, all the new exclusive interviews, live shows, everything like that. Tap in on the Instagram. Just follow this journey, man. You'll be able to say you was here for it. I'm telling you, you'll be able
you
to say
so
it for
much.
Sure. For sure, sis. For sure.
Thank
you. You have anything else you want to speak on?
Yeah, thank you for inviting
Appreciate
me
you,
here.
Appreciate
I really
you.
Like this.
Sure.
I had a somebody sat down and talked to me and said, you know, you need to talk about yourself more. And gotcha. Then right when that happened, you came along. And I was like, look at God.
Just like that. Come on,
so thank
man.
You so much.
Come on, sis. Always, always. You know it. You know mm-hmm. it. And I always say, look, I'm looking forward to the day. Yeah. Like, all right, Jay. I've been 6 months. I've been trying to get a hold of y'all.
But seriously,
mm-hmm. man. Like, it's a pleasure. It's an honor.
Thank you.
And Jade, on the integrity response, it's tradition. If you could reach into the bowl, get a fortune cookie, and if you could look into that camera and read out to your fans.
Okay.
And we end the segment just like that.
Oh, dang, hold on. Right, I might not be able to open it. Hold on.
It's a cut.
All right, here we go. Hands a little sweaty.
You good.
No man is without enemies.
Wow. Wow.
I'm about to cry.
Wow. That is, wow. Jade, integrity response. Wow. Like, I'm just sitting thinking about even everything down to respect.
Wow.
I'm telling you, ain't that something?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Make sure I'm saying the last name right. Jade Arion.
Arion.
Jade Arion. Mm-hmm. The integrity response. We're signing off.